This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Douglas County School Board voted unanimously yesterday to allow high school students to take an advanced placement course on African American studies. Highlands Ranch High School teacher Valerie Moses says the course offers a richer understanding of African American history beyond slavery.
I love that it pulls from history, from literature, from data analysis, from art as well.
The school board's vote was delayed last month because some community members expressed concerns that the course would be politically biased. Meanwhile, some residents in Colorado Springs are not happy with the plans for what would be the city's new tallest building. City council members voted Tuesday to create a new urban renewal district for the property. This would allow developers of the proposed 300-foot-tall apartment tower to recover some of the cost of its construction from the building's future tax revenue. Resident Patty McDowell says the skyscraper would harm the downtown's character and skyline.
My biggest concern is that it's going to block views. I think tourists come here to see the views.
Tuesday's vote does not give final approval to the building project overall. Developers submitted their proposal to city planners for review last week. Law enforcement agencies say recent burglaries targeting Asian families and wealthy people across the Denver metro appear to be connected. Police are calling one string of break-ins dinnertime burglaries. That's because the suspects have stolen cash and jewelry from multimillion-dollar luxury homes specifically around the dinnertime hours when the victims aren't home. Another string of burglaries have targeted more than 100 homes belonging to Asian business owners. This is CPR News and KRCC.